let's just be honest. One mistake can cost you $50,000 or more. And we've seen it time and time again.
In the United States right now, there are 76 million baby boomers. The number one dilemma for these baby boomers? Housing. That dilemma can be your opportunity. Welcome to the Assisted Living Network podcast, where you can discover how just one residential assisted living home could secure your financial future forever.
Hey, it's Isabel from the Assisted Living Network. Want to know some tips on saving money when starting up your own residential assisted living home? Well, let's just be honest. One mistake can cost you $50,000 or more, and we've seen it time and time again. Some major things that you are going to want to look for when you're going to purchase a home for residential assisted living is number one, plumbing. Okay, you need to make sure that you find out, is it sewer? Is it septic? Because if you're going to need to change or replace a septic system, listen, it's going to cost you a lot of money. It's probably going to be quite pricey. So you want to check this before you purchase the home. We really want to be more on a sewer system. You also want to consider construction. If you are not utilizing the space for more bedrooms and bathrooms, that could kill you in the long run. Each bedroom could potentially be bringing you in $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month for the rest of the lifetime of the business. And so if you're using bedrooms as another place, maybe a place where a caregiver is living or as an additional library or sitting room, and you could have more seniors living in the home, right? You're licensed for 10, but you're using, you know, some of the bedrooms as other spaces, reconsider that. You really want to make sure that when you're doing your construction, you are utilizing space and maximizing and having the most bedrooms and bathrooms that you can. When it comes to bathrooms, and I just said having the most bedrooms and bathrooms that you can, bathrooms could bring you in an additional $500 a month per resident if they have a private bathroom, because every person who's living in the home is going to have a different situation, right? Maybe they have the primary bedroom with the primary bathroom and they'll be paying a certain rate in the home. Maybe they have a shared bedroom with a shared bathroom and they'll be paying a certain rate, or a private bedroom with a shared bathroom. We want as many private bedrooms, private bathrooms as we possibly can, because daughter Judy, when she walks into the home, she's thinking one thing: privacy. We want to make sure we're having as many private bedrooms with private bathrooms as possible. And when you're doing your construction on your home, mentors can save you from this mistake. Another thing you want to really consider is storage. You do not want to pay for an additional storage unit down the street, right, to store different things within your home, whether it's sheets or diapers or extra mattresses or couches, chairs. You want to have a ton of storage within your home. Maybe that's a small shed outside of your home. Maybe that's utilizing the garage space and really maximizing it for storage. Or maybe it's having a ton of different cabinets and a really big pantry, extra freezers and fridge, all those different things will help you with storage. If you are going to have to use an actual storage unit that's off-site, this could cost you an additional $100 to $200 a month, depending on the size. And this is going to add up. Something else that's going to save you a lot of money in residential assisted living is considering the licensing timeframe. Now, this is kind of a chicken before the egg situation. So you need to know how long it typically takes to get licensed in your area. There are tricks to make it happen a lot faster, but be prepared for what else you can be doing while you're waiting to get licensing. You could be hiring staff. You could be marketing to fill beds. You could be doing promotion for the home, hosting open houses, and building relationships. You also may want to consider how many seniors you can have in the home unlicensed while you're preparing to get that licensing paperwork. Now, I'm not telling you to run an unlicensed assisted living home. Hear me loud and clear, okay? I want you to be licensed. But if in your state, you're allowed to have 10 seniors when you are licensed, but 4 with being unlicensed, you may want to start filling those 4 beds while you're waiting for the licensing paperwork to come in. You're still gonna get licensed. I hope you understood. Another major, major mistake that a lot of people make in residential assisted living is not following the local rules and regs. Come on, it sounds so obvious, but you have to find out how many seniors you can actually have in that area, right? Because your state may say 16, like Texas, but Dallas says 8. Well, If you're doing all of your projections for 16, that's not going to work if it's in Dallas. So you have to find that out. You also need to find out if they have a moratorium in that area. That's going to majorly impact you if you start raising capital and buying a home and renovating it, but you didn't even know that you're actually not allowed to do a home in that area. Or what about needing a certificate of need? I know there's a lot of states that are now requiring certificates of need to have a home in a specific area. So you want to make sure that you're considering all of this before planting roots, buying a home, starting the renovation. Something else that can cost you a lot of money is if you have purchased this home and you are doing renovations to it, or you're leasing this home and you're doing renovations to it, and the contractors do not have a pep in their step. Listen, everyone who's involved in helping you open the home needs to understand the timeline and they need to stick to it. And it's your job as the business owner operator to be on their butt and make sure that they are accommodating and following what you need within the home. This is so important. So when it comes to saving money when you're opening your assisted living home, you want to consider plumbing. You want to consider construction. You cannot forget about storage and the licensing timeframe. You also want to make sure you're following those rules and regulations. And then keeping on track, staying steady with your timeline. Listen, that's just a couple mistakes I'm thinking of off the top of my head. I'm sure there's plenty more. I know we've saved people a whole lot of money getting started in residential assisted living. So if you are looking to start your own care home, make sure you get educated. Make sure you have someone guiding you through this who's made the mistakes before you and will help you avoid making them. I don't want you to waste any of your money. Reach out to us at the RAL Academy if you want to learn more. Thanks for listening to the Assisted Living Network.